From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The government's consumer finance watchdog plans to force banks to use a new set of criteria aimed at identifying whether a potential borrower is likely to afford a mortgage. Richard Cordray, director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, said at a public hearing in Baltimore that the government is trying to avert the kind of risky lending that led to the housing crisis.
Under our new rule, low and no-doc loans will be effectively prohibited in the American mortgage market, and affordability will be determined based on the interest rate that would prevail in the absence of any teaser rates. In these key respects, borrowers no longer will be sold mortgages that are predestined to fail.
Banks will have to verify whether their clients work, how much money they're earning, and whether they're under too much debt. Record low fixed mortgage rates are now edging higher again. The mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the 30-year loan increased to 3.40% last week, and the average on the 15-year loan rose to 2.66%. BP must publicly release information about the toxic materials released during the worst oil disaster in U.S. history. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a federal appeals court says the disclosure is required under the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled BP must disclose what hazardous materials were released in its 2010 well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico and specify the anticipated health risks associated with the release. An environmental group, the Center for Biological Diversity, had sued to force the disclosures and seek fines under other federal environmental laws, including the Clean Water Act. The federal appeals court rejected those claims, but agreed that BP had not met its obligations under the Community Right to Know Act. BP argued the information was already available on government websites, but the court found it was not readily accessible to the public. BP faces trial next month on civil charges brought by the federal and state governments. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
California authorities are investigating a high school shooting in Taft, over 100 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Kern County Sheriff spokesman Ray Pruitt says a student has been injured.
We have confirmed that a student was shot on campus. That student has been airlifted to a hospital in Bakersfield.
Officials say another student's been taken into custody. The incident unfolded this morning as the White House was hosting gun control talks in the wake of last month's mass shooting at a Connecticut elementary school. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 72 points at 13,462, NASDAQ gaining 12, it's at 3117, S&P 500 up 10 at 1471. This is NPR. The brokerage firm Cantor Fitzgerald lost more than 650 employees in the 9/11 attacks, more than any other company. NPR's Marco Adler reports a firm has announced it will adopt 19 schools in communities hit hard by Superstorm Sandy, donating $10 million.
If you've ever met workers at Cantor Fitzgerald who survived 9/11, you know life changed for them. So it's really no surprise that the firm is taking such action. It will give each family in the 19 schools $1,000 to spend as they wish. Cantor Fitzgerald CEO Howard Lutnick said one thing he learned from the company's devastating loss was that help should come with no strings attached. So each family will receive a debit card with $1,000 on it. The Cantor Fitzgerald Relief Fund was started to help employees after 9/11. It now works with charities around the world. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
A new study suggests using chemical dispersant after oil spills could damage coral reefs. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. The researchers found a widely used dispersant is toxic to coral.
Kim Ritchie is a researcher with Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota. She says while oil damages coral reefs, lab experiments showed a chemical used to clean up spills corrects it is even worse.
The Corexit alone was so toxic that we could barely get it in there, even in some of the smaller dilutions, before the larvae would die. And then the combination of oil and dispersant was worse than oil alone.
The study is especially pertinent to the Florida Keys, which is home to the third largest barrier reef system in the world. With exploratory drilling now going on off Cuba, researchers say Florida coral reefs are at greater risk than ever from an oil spill. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.